Check, 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 check.
Check, check, check. What's up?
Check, 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 check.
Check, check. Okay.
Check, check, check.
Check, check.
What if the show is just an hour of that?
Just check, check, checks.
And just then check, random, checks. And then like random silence.
Check, check.
And then just check, check, check.
Check, check, check.
And then Kyle just leaves. Kyle just dips out. He's like, I'm not listening to an hour of that shit. Sorry, guys. We're fam and all, but I ain't got time for that shit. Trying to fucking live over here.
Check.
Got goddamn fatwas happening left and right. I got half of my tax dollars going to work blowing shit up. I got the other half of my tax dollars going to blow that shit up so that it doesn't blow up shit. It's a fucking mess. It's a huge mess right now. This is why I advocate not paying taxes at all.
Okay.
Taxation is theft. Just remember that. Check, 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 check.
Check, check.
What if it's just an hour of checks and then like intermittent financial advice? Emotional support and financial advice. Remember, boys and girls, the jam hole says taxation is theft. And if you're not for Iran, well, then you're against Iran. Check, 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 check. Check, check, check.
Yeah, check.
Fuck. Kyle says, I'm only here for emotional support, for the emotional support snails.
Oh, that's nice of you.
If you send in your address, we'll send you emotional snail support eggs. We should make a kit, like a little just add water kit. It's just like a box with the eggs in it, oh, some moss, goodness. Some Oregon moss. Couple horsetails for him to eat. Just add water. Rehydrate these bad boys and you'll all your emotional support will will be in the box. Check, 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 check.
Check, check.
I mean, see, that's 5 minutes already almost. Like, I could do another 55 of that. I'll have to come up with little, like, elevator music that plays. Your call is very important to us. Please hold for the next available representative. Da 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 da. Remember, taxation is theft. Da da. Just for an hour. And then the random operator that comes in, yes, hello, check, 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 check. And then they just pretend they can't hear you. And then it's back to the music. I think we're onto something here. I don't think anybody's doing that yet. On the plague part 4 over here, apparently. I feel it in my lungs. It's in my lungs.
I don't think the last one went away. I think it just was a big continuation.
Well. We have you to thank for that.
I know.
Thank you. I wrote a speech. I'll be reading it on the show.
Okay.
Right after the O.J. Simpson obituary memorial in memoriam.
O.J. Simpson.
And the quote from his fucking estate runner that's like, don't worry, dog. We ain't going to let those Jews get a penny of your fucking money. They said that shit, too. They didn't call them Jews, but you know what I mean. He was like, don't you worry. Whoever was worried, don't.
Don't be.
Because we got this. They're not going to see a penny of that money.
No.
I've already spent it all. God, if I was in a position to where, like, let's say, like, hypothetically, I did something that then, like, became this big thing, but then I was like, nah, I didn't do that. And then it went to court, and I was still like, nah, I didn't do that. And then, like, the court found in my favor because I'm fucking the juice. And then I died. Like, you'd have to have written somewhere, like, a true account of what happened to be released post-mortem, right? Like, in the event of my demise, Here's my wallet keys. Oh, and here's my diary of all the dope fucking shit I did that I said I didn't do, but I really did, so fuck y'all. Like, you'd have to... Man, that dude's seen a lot of shit, I think. Like, all the Hollywood shit he was into, on top of, like, all the old school, like, 70s, 80s fucking football bullshit he was in. Like, that dude lived a good span there, and he saw some shit, I bet.
He probably did.
On top of possibly may or may not have also been involved in some murder. You know, I mean, I wasn't there, so I don't know, but...
All systems go! Prepare for countdown! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1! Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion!
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral...
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Welcome to Jabble. Today is Sunday, April 14th, 2024. And my name is Matt.
And I'm BJ.
And this is episode 833. Whee! TheJamHole.com. Check it out. That's the website. This is The Jam Hole. Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Are you? You sound like shit. What's up?
Yeah, I don't feel great.
But yeah? Still? Or yeah. Again? Still? Or let's play a game I like to call Still or Again.
I don't know. I'll let you know.
Still or Again?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Well, what don't you know? You got to get more in touch with your bod, man, with your feminine energies and shit. Your chakras are all out of whack. Your meridians are not primed. I mean, what's going on? What's up?
I don't know.
Okay. Just slowly dying and not telling me or what? Because that's a pretty dick thing to do.
No.
In the contract, it says I get to go first. So.
No.
So what's up? You wanted to podcast, so here you go. You have an hour to tell me what's up.
You asked me, and I said, yeah.
All right. So what's up?
Not much.
All right. Well, congratulations. You're a grandmother this time, I believe. We went from hobby to farm on this whole emotional snail support thing to raising a... Oh, I found, man, what the fuck were they called? I was discussing this with my mother today, who said they taste really good with a bit of butter, lots of garlic. And then she said, don't tell Aurora I said that, LOL. I don't know what that means.
Oh,
but,
I know what that means.
Did you know that a group of snails, do you know what they are called? Like a murder of crows, like a roost of chicken, a group of snails. There's a few things you can call them. You can call them a wok, like W-A-L-K, not W-O-K, which is what you would cook them in. They're either a wok or a rout, R-O-U-T, right? So we have a rout of snails or a wok of snails, or, and this is my favorite because I think it sounds the most classiest, an escargot. This is the first time I actually said that out loud. That's nice. Escargot. Sir, your escargot is leaving a trail of slimy throughout our establishment here. An escargot. So one of the snails in our escargot, our emotional support escargot, had a clutch. And they're called a clutch of eggs. So, we're going to be eating good. And I'll tell you, and I know she's listening because I can hear it, but I wanted to keep this just on the down low because of what has to happen now. But then you're all like, hey, kiddo, like, come check out all the snails. You're having babies. And then now she sees them, and now she's going to have to be the one to do the deed, you know? So good job there. Are you? Did you how fall asleep? That, I can't see you, so I don't know if you've fallen
how
asleep
is that
or not.
My fault?
Are you still awake?
I'm still awake.
Okay. I just had to make sure. Oh, and I got a... Well, it's because you're the one that told her. You see, I didn't tell her. I was keeping that shit on the down low because I know she's too ADD to, like, realize that, like, there's shit going on the side of the thing, you know? Instead of just what's in front of her.
Oh. Well.
But then you're all like, hey, come take a look exactly right here where all these eggs are. And then, you know, in a few days when they're not there, then you're going to have to explain to her.
I will.
You see, when two snails love each other, but they don't love the idea of having little baby snails around, they get what's called an abortion. You see? Now, I'd let your daddy tell you a lot about that, but I don't think you're quite old enough yet. So we'll go ahead and pump the brakes there, put a pin in it, and we'll revisit that at another time. Fucking abortions. So yeah, there's like 40 eggs, 50 eggs there, ready to rock and roll.
You think there's that
the
many?
The next couple weeks. That motherfucker was there all day. Can you imagine if you had to not only, like, do this crazy tango with another snail and, like, take your snanus and, like, stick a love dart into another snail. But then on top of that, a few days later, you had to spend, like, 28 hours vomiting up eggs. Just bleh. All day. That shit, like, I woke up this morning and I did the misting, the morning misting. We did our snail yoga. We did all that shit. And, like, there was no eggs, no snags anywhere. And then after my shower, I feel like I came and checked it again. And I was like, why is this motherfucker just, like, sitting? Is this dude been in the same spot? Which they do that sometimes, but when they do it, they hang upside down usually. This dude was just, like, chilling. And I say dude because they're all hermaphrodites, right? So I just say dude. This dude was just, like, chilling in this same spot, but, like, not in a normal spot that snails be chilling. And so I was like, well, that's kind of interesting. I wonder what's going on here. Maybe it's dead. Maybe it's... No, it's not. And I looked and boom. Eggs were just bleh, being extruded out of its little snail face. Bleh. 40 of them. 42 of them, probably. Bleh. That's the sound it makes. Bleh. So, congratulations.
Okay.
We'll have a baby shower, I guess. And then people will, like, buy us dope shit.
Sure.
For the snails. Is that how that works?
Absolutely.
All right. Is that how it worked with the baby? Did people buy you dope shit? Did you get dope shit for having a baby?
She got dope shit.
So I didn't get nothing. A fucking pain in my ass and a headache. That's what I got. What'd you get? Did you get dope shit?
No.
No?
I got her.
You didn't get the one thing you always wanted in life? Okay. As part of being responsible snail farmers, every now and again, the RSPCA reaches out with some bulletins and whatnot. And I don't know if anybody's interested, but they do currently have, and I don't get how they have them because it's, like, illegal to have these here. These gals, they're called, giant African land snails. We call them gals at the farm. It's just hanging out with my gals, you know. My giant African land snails. But yeah, they have like 10 of them, I guess. And they need new homes because they've had them for like the last year and a half. And apparently they're over it. This is the Mid Norfolk and North Suffolk branch. They said they received these gals. Just me and the gals. They received these gals as part of a group of 20 of them after the previous owner became overwhelmed by their growing numbers. Oh, somebody didn't scrape the eggs, huh? Interesting. Is this going to be us, like, next week, like, reaching out? You guys got to take some of these fucking... I don't care if you eat them. My mom says garlic butter, mwah. This escargot is getting out of control. I wonder if snails, I wonder if there's like a Dunbar's number, you know, like humans have Dunbar's number. It's like 150. You can only really mentally keep track of 150 people in your circle. I wonder like what the top end of an S. Cartaguard would be, like 200 snails, 100 snails. And then I wonder what it's called after that. I have a lot of questions. I saw snail eggs and I got nothing but questions. Whole lot of fucking questions now. The snails can multiply at rapid rates due to possessing both male and female reproductive organs. What I said earlier, that's a hermaphrodite. Kyle says, are snails okay? Wait, I just learned that snails are hermaphrodites, always full of educational content. And that's what the jam hole's here for. Educational content.
Straight up.
We're an educational podcast. Need to change the tags. Change those iTunes tags. Educational with the thumbs up, both of them. Chloe Shorten, head of animal welfare at the branch, appealed for adopters who could take on the snails. Chefs just like chink, 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 chink. We'll take them. I wonder if the giant African ones taste any different, more or less gamey than the.
Regular
ones, the regular land snails.
I don't know.
Probably a lot less salty than the saltwater snails, yeah. I would imagine.
Now their pepper level,
Oh, we'll get to that. Don't you worry. I know Ben's not here, but I got a little roommate beef for you. These gals are pretty cool, though. These are the ones that, like, are the size of small cats, if you do it right. And I don't know, something to me amuses me when I think of a snail the size of a cat. That makes me smile. They say they do breed quickly and their enclosures need sweeping of eggs. Mm-hmm. So anyone taking on these gals would need to humanely dispatch the eggs to prevent them from multiplying, or you will find your number doubles very quickly. The RSPCA out here advocating for abortion. I love it. The RSPCA warned potential owners, even single snails are capable of laying their own slightly retarded eggs. So diligent adopters would need to ensure these numbers do not spiral out of control again. Yeah. So if you or a friend want one of these gals, these big motherfuckers, we should hit them up and tell and like just be completely serious and be like, oh yeah, we run an emotional support snail farm. Just like that's a normal thing. And then just see what they hit us back with. And they're like, what's your address? We're sending all 10 of them to you. Thank you for doing the Lord's work. Fuck yeah.
What do you specialize in?
You imagine taking those fuckers for walks and shit? Like leashes? Around cat-sized snails, just the slowest walk of your life. Oh, that would be dope. All right, roommate beef. Your passive-aggressive cooking has gotten out of control. Now, when you left, I sent Robo some pictures of the kitchen. And I was like, you see, Robo? You see, Robes? This is how I would keep a house if it was up to me and this was my kitchen, even though it's not. It's spotless, right? No clutter. And I mean, he can vouch for this. I sent him the pictures. No clutter, right? A place for everything, everything in its place. What do we do when we're done cooking? We don't fucking go to sleep. No, we fucking do the goddamn dishes, right? And I kept that shit going the whole time you were gone. That shit was clean as fuck the whole fucking time. I could actually be downstairs and not feel this like overwhelming sense of like I just want to blow my fucking brains out because no one would notice in the clutter of everything that's in this kitchen, right? And so you came back and like it's dope. We love having you back. Wouldn't have it any other way. Kitchen's seen some better days. Yeah, how's it looking down there? If I went down there right now and took a picture, yeah. what would we see? What would we be greeted with?
No,
spotless.
No.
No. No, not exactly. Okay. Are you all right? Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. No, that's great. Not knowing is better than knowing in some cases. For real. But the passive aggressive cooking now, that's probably got to stop. Okay. Earlier today,
100%
lunchtime, mac and cheese. Fuck yeah, I'm stoked. I love fucking mac and cheese. I love it. Can't get enough of it. Why are you taking my plate away before I even get to sit down? I'm still like lounging, lamping over here. I saw the plate hit the table. My mental timer starts for when I can actually eat it without burning my fucking tongue off. And then, like, timer's still timing, but you, like, grab the bowls and, like, put them back in the pot. And I was like, what's wrong there? And, well, you guys like your mac and cheese spicy? Okay. You like that black pepper? Yeah? Okay. How about half a can of it? You acted like that shit just like you were putting it in and the lid fell off. And you're just like, well, all right. I guess more milk. Okay. I was sweating my little balls off by the time I got done with that bowl. And that was after you fixed it.
That was after I, yes.
Fixed it in yes. quotes.
Yeah.
Big old fucking air quotes. Big old passive aggressive air quotes. Fixed it. So what happened? Did you fall asleep while you were putting the pepper in?
No, that's not what happened.
Okay. Like, so you did it on fine. Purpose then. It is a fine pepper. I'll give you that.
So I couldn't really, like.
I've seen a lot of pepper, and that is some fine ass pepper.
So I miss. Yeah.
Use your words. You're cool. We got time. I'll edit this in post. Sorry. Wait, did she fall asleep again?
No, I'm not sleeping.
Are you okay? Okay. If you want to have a seizure on the show, you can definitely do that. I don't want to, like, interrupt your evening routine or anything.
I do kind of want to go lay down.
Do you? Okay, go lay down. I'll finish the show. It's all right. I kind of wish we had video now so people could, like, watch you just have a seizure while I make jokes about stupid news stories, because that would probably be the best episode of the Jam Hole ever. Over to you, Michael J. Fox. Just kidding. She's still shaking, though. I'm sorry, guys. Just don't hit the mic or anything, if you could help it.
Yeah, if I can help it, yes.
Yeah. And if you're going to, like, hit the ground, try to hit it over there, away from all the stuff. Okay. If you could.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Right on it.
This one is called North Carolina Man Charged with Crimes Related to What Police Call Mechanophilia. Now, I don't know if y'all are familiar with mechanophilia. I became a lot more familiar with it. After I did a little Googling, which I'm really glad is now in my search history. So also, when I die, when you guys see all this, like, mechanic, like, all this weird ass shit in my, like, it was for the show, guys, right? It was all for the show. It wasn't me getting in on my mechanophilia, my mechanophilia fucking, it means a sexual attraction to vehicles or machines. So this dude, 52 years old, he was seen on video on Pornhub tampering with a victim's vehicle. Now, when they say tampering, they're using those big old passive aggressive air quotes. Tampering as in trying to have the sex with. So there's a really, educational page on Wikipedia devoted to mechanophilia, which I'd like to direct your attention to. They have only two incidents. The first one that they list here from 2015 was a dude in Thailand. I can only assume that it was Robo, caught on CCTV masturbating himself on the front end of a Porsche. How do you feel about a Porsche? And then another one is from 2008. And this is probably the one everyone like is more familiar with. It was an American dude named Edward Smith who admitted to having sex with 1,000 cars and the helicopter from the television show Airwolf. Ladies and gentlemen, Edward Smith.
Mm-hmm.
mechanophilia, it's been used to describe important works of the early modernists, including in the Eccentric Manifesto from 1922. Oh, I add that to my reading list. This is like Russian futurism and constructivism. I don't know what they're doing over there, but they're doing something right. Scientifically, in Biophilia, The Human Bond with Other Species by Edward O. Wilson, added to the reading list. Wilson is quoted as describing mechanophilia as the love of machines as a, quote, special case of biophilia, whereas psychologists such as Eric Fromm would see it as a form of necrophilia. I don't know. See, to me, that says, like, the thing is dead. And I think for a thing to die, it has to be alive first, right?
Yeah.
It's like there's certain things, criteria that need to be met, right? You can't fuck something that was never alive and then call it dead and say you're necrophiliac. I'm sorry, you just can't. We have standards, okay? Fuck. And I kind of get it, I guess. Because some cars are pretty sexy, but not in like the I want to fuck it kind of way. More like in like I want to get behind the wheel and get fucked by the police sort of way is more what I kind of think of. Like, I want to just go so fast in you that. Okay. I mean, you know, the more I think about it, the more I'm kind of coming around to this. I kind of. And then there's a whole section on like the whole sex machine thing. The Intruder MK2, a sex machine featured on fucking machines. Imagine going up against that in the bedroom, right? You and your little fucking 5-inch dicky do, and then the Intruder MK2 steps out of the fucking corner. And then fuckzilla, of course. This is just, it's like a mix between like Johnny Five, and then it's just holding like a chainsaw, but instead of a chain, it's just dildos. If you can imagine. If you can imagine that, if you would like to imagine that with me, I'm sure I'll include an image of this over on the show notes at thejamhole.com. Look at that. That's a whole half a show done. And I've only talked about snail sex and fucking machines. God, I am a professional. Burger Jesus sent this one in to the Telegram. If you guys want to hang out throughout the week and listen to this dumb bullshit live, the Telegram is where we do that. I've never been to a Chipotle. I've only ever seen it made fun of on South Park. So, like, I didn't even really know that it was a real thing until, like, I Googled it to see one day after watching South Park. I was like, oh, shit, it is actually a real place that they use, like, the real actual name of, not, like, something else, you know? Like, just talking about Taco Bell, but calling it, like, Chipotle.
Yes,
like, Chipotle
yeah,
is an
exactly.
actual... Okay. So, this happened because, of course, it did. Dispute over guacamole at a Chipotle location on Friday ended with gunfire, leaving an employee injured. This was in Michigan. Is that holy guacamole?
Guacaholy moly.
I mean, fuck. This was because... do you think because not enough or because too much? What do you think? Lock in your votes now.
I'm not sure if I'm understanding the question.
Was the shooting because they didn't want guacamole? Sorry, I gotta explain this to the ginger here. Or because they ordered something and it had too much guac on it. See, I don't eat that shit, so maybe there's no such thing as too much guac. I mean, is there such thing? Can you have too much guacamole? I don't even know what guacamole is. It's like avocado guts, right?
It's just avocado squished up.
So what the fuck? I don't get why.
So that's what I'm saying. However much you like with that, then,
That's disgusting, first of all. I wouldn't even feed that to my snails. They probably wouldn't like it anyway, because snails have good taste. Some of them eat their own poop, but that's besides the point. That's just due to bad digestion, you know? If you ate a Chipotle burrito and shit out half a Chipotle burrito that was still in perfect condition, like, you'd eat that shit too, right? That's what basically what the snails do.
Meh.
They shit out half of whatever you feed them. It just looks like the duty. Quote, I was just eating a bowl and I heard shouting and then I looked over. They're arguing. I was a witness, Thomas Huber said. One of the workers went to the back. I don't know why. And then when he was in the back, the customer walked around the corner, tried to grab his food and put it in a bag. And the employee came back and they started fighting. And then motherfucking shots rang out. And we ran. We all ran as fast as we could. Because whenever shots ring out, that's what you do. You fucking run. A 21-year-old employee injured in the dispute was transported to a nearby hospital for treatment. Stable condition after sustaining a wound to the leg. Because they were running.
Right.
Thank you. Very helpful. Appreciate you being here tonight, keeping the show going with me. According to witnesses, the suspect, 31-year-old Detroit man whose identity has not yet been disclosed, was slightly delayed in fleeing the scene and did not seem to drive off with expediency. Nay, he took his time. Probably trying to, like, unwrap his burrito so he could eat it on the way. Quote, he took his time getting out, probably 30 seconds after opening fire. I was in my car. This is another witness, Michael Beals. I was in my car and I saw him just walk out to his car, close the door, and just drive off. He didn't speed off or anything. It was weird to see. That's a professional, right? Because, like, you're all freaked and you speed off. Like, that's going to gain more attention points, right?
Okay,
you're going to get more stars lit up on the...
Yeah.
So he just calm, cool, like, nah, man, wasn't me. I was just in the drive-thru. Like, must have been that other guy.
Say it wasn't you.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. And there's security footage you can probably find somewhere. I'm not clicking links this month, though. I'm on Lent. What is it? Lent? What's it called when you give up something? I give up clicking on links.
Okay.
I'm just, I can't do it. You know it's getting bad. I know it's getting bad because also, while my mom was telling me how to best cook these snails, she said something about, which it was really funny too, because usually I'm the one that like tells her about shit. Like, hey, there's this like UPS scam or whatever with like tracking. And if you get sent something, like, don't click on the link because it's a malicious link, right? So this time she is like, hey, there's a scam where you get text and emails which are authentic looking from the IRS. Don't click. You knew that, though. Yes, mama, I knew that. I was like, yeah, don't click anything ever, especially from the IRS. But like, you know it's bad when like our parents are noticing it, right? Like,
right,
they're not usually that up to date, I guess. They're just not that tech savvy. Just like we're not as tech savvy as, well, that's not true. We are probably the most tech savvy generation, and then we're like the top of the curve, right? And then on either side of us, of my generation, it just goes down very steeply. I'm making the steep motion with my hands. I don't know. Nobody can see that except you and you're sleeping back there. But like steeply, right? It's like dumb, 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 dumb. Genius, 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 dumb, 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 dumb. And then that's your curve there. And like we're at the top here. So how about those missiles? I spent my whole evening scrolling Reddit and watching firework shows from the Middle East, and that was exciting. I like how they like told people about it too. They were like, hey, we're launching a drone attack in like a couple hours, so you know, keep an eye out for that. And then Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it, I guess. It's, the whole thing is fucking retarded. All I know is that there are my tax dollars at work. On both ends, just like the meme fucking said. This was pretty cool. A dad got arrested after a kid tells the teacher that he's got a loaded Glock in my backpack, in his backpack, not mine, in Missouri. This dude was charged with first-degree child endangerment on Friday after his son discovered a loaded gun in his backpack at elementary school. Huh. That's weird.
That's weird.
That's like the weirdest place to find a gun is at school. Like, why would you ever... Wow. This was Hannah Woods Elementary School in Manchester, Missouri. He noticed... The kid noticed his father's gun sitting... Or no, he... What? I'm so confused. Tony Fisher's son told his teacher... that he'd noticed his father's gun sitting in his backpack on the bus ride to school. Oh, like dad, like, gave him a, like, you get a little, your lunch and then a little treat. And he's like, don't forget your Glock. Okay. Got it. Thanks, dad. Love ya.
Almost forgot.
The weapon was a Glock semi-auto pistol, which had one bullet in the chamber, as all guns should, right? I mean, if you have a gun and there's not one in the chamber, do you even really have a gun? I mean, am I right or am I right? And also 12 additional ones in the mag, just in case, you know, in case that one in the chamber doesn't do the trick. Sorry, it's not funny. It is, but it's not. Fisher told police that he had been in possession of the gun the night before and admitted to placing it in his son's bag. Why would you ever admit to anything? I'd be like, no, little motherfucker stole that shit from me. Fuck that. I'm not admitting to shit.
Oh my God.
Maybe I put it in there to frame his ass. You don't know. He's a bad little motherfucker, I'll tell you. Going through my porn collection and shit, this motherfucker stealing my weed. Fisher told police that he had been in possession of the gun the night before, admitted to putting it in the bag, although he gave no indication as to why. He said the gun had accidentally been left in his son's bag, who then took it to school. Fisher was held on a $10,000 cash bond and could face up to 7 years in prison. Now, do you think he was, like, using his kid's backpack to, like, pull fucking Robbie's, like, at night and then just forgot to take it out? Like, he's hitting up fucking liquor stores and shit while his kid's sleeping. But he didn't have a backpack, so he, like, obviously he just grabbed his kid's backpack.
Right.
Or do you think he actually, like, sent his kid to fucking school strep because that's just what you gotta do these days? I mean, if you sent your kid to school, would you be, like, packing a fucking Glock?
Me and that...
I mean, huh? That's right. Gotta think about that kind of shit these days. You know?
I do.
Okay, thank you. Why are you whispering? This is gonna be the biggest nightmare of a show to edit here. We have you fun. It's all right. You know what? That's what I do. I'll fix it. I'll fix it. I'm a fixer. I fix things. If you were listening to the pre-test check show, you know that O.J. Simpson is no longer with us. Not just us, the jam hole, but like us as the world. Died at 76. Not bad, but that's a good target. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm shooting for 69 myself. Maybe. We'll see how these next few years go. We may have to adjust that number. But yeah, it says, you know, after being acquitted of murder back in 95, he was convicted in 07 of kidnapping and armed robbery. I mean, just really, he led the life, you know? He was in the Naked Gun movies, right? Wasn't he in Airplane or something? Or am I just thinking that because he was a pilot in the Naked Gun movie? See, now I don't know. Here he is just in court, like, can we fucking get this over with? Like, that's the face of a man who, like, yeah. He's ready to get the fuck on. So good.
A man who's certain to beat it.
Yeah. So, rest in peace, I guess? Heaven or hell? What do you think? If you had to guess. If you had to play God. Heaven or hell?
Hell.
I'm sending him to heaven all day. I'm sorry. With the rest of the white bitches. When he was 13, his idol, Willie Mays, appeared one day at his door. A youth counselor had appealed for help with a spectacular young athlete headed for trouble. Little did he know that trouble would eventually find him, one way or another. I can't wait. Who do you think will play him? You think they'll get, like, the dude from Outkast to play him?
I don't know.
Into the mic, please. Where are
I
you?
I don't know.
Okay. Nope. Deep breaths. We're all good. Everything's good, baby. Everything's perfect. Start bringing some emotional support snails up here with me while I do these shows. There we go. All right. Motherfucker won the Heisman after running for 1,709 yards and 22 touchdowns. Good Lord. That was 1968. Second best year ever. Followed by 1969, of course. Following year, he was selected as the number one overall NFL draft. Okay. So, good job. A full life, well lived. Moving on. Oh, this is neat. The Vessel. I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with The Vessel. It was a Manhattan tourist site. It closed after lots of suicides happened. And then they reopened it, or they will, later this year. Looks like a super dope place to jump from. Like, no joke, if you were gonna, like, pick a building to, like, jump off of to kill yourself, like, you probably couldn't do better than picking The Vessel, you know? The Vessel is a climbable sculpture that drew hordes of tourists to the Hudson Yards mega development on Manhattan's west side before a string of suicides forced its closure in 2021. It's going to reopen to the public later this year with added safety measures. Yes, nets. Trampoline-style nets. So when you jump, they bounce you back right to where you jump from. And it's like Groundhog Day. You just keep trying to jump, and it keeps, like, setting you back up on the ledge. It's like, nope, not today. The towering honeycomb-like attraction will feature new steel mesh barriers on several of its twisting stairways and platforms, according to a spokesperson or related companies. Four related companies, which owns the Hudson Yards. Top level of the 150-foot, 46-meter structure will remain off limits. Ooh, they're not going to let you go to the top anymore, you guys. You see? This is why we can't have nice things. Go. You're good, baby. Designed by Thomas Heatherwick and fabricated in Venice, the Vessel opened in 2019 as the centerpiece of the glittering new Hudson Yards neighborhood, quickly becoming one of the city's prime tourist destinations. But after three people took their own lives by jumping... I don't mean to laugh, this is not funny, it's very serious. By jumping off the structure in less than a year, it was closed to the public in early 2021. The Vessel reopened soon after with new safety features like enhanced security, suicide prevention signs, and a ban on hiking up the steps alone. Excuse me, sir. I notice you're by yourself. That's weird. I'm by myself now. Huh. And then they, like, make you wait until, like, another person can go up with you, or maybe they even just rent you out, like, a person, an accountability buddy. So that you can go up there, and then it's like it's their responsibility. Be the dopest job ever, just like walking to the top of this thing with people who are like just depressed as fuck. That'd be so dope. So, what brings you to the Vessel today? Oh, well, I was thinking about killing myself, jumping off of it. Oh, great. Yeah, we've got some fantastic views here, and make sure to exit through the gift shop. Thank you. What a cool fucking structure, though. As far as engineering goes, right? I mean, it's a pretty cool looking structure. If you Google The Vessel, maybe you'll see it. The Vessel Manhattan. That'll probably bring it up. So, yeah. I guess we could go tour it later when it opens. I thought this was kind of crazy. You usually don't hear about this stuff happening, I guess, with like stabbings, like mass stabbing. I guess, is this how like Australia does it? We got any Australians in the house, Kyle? You guys don't do mass shootings there. You guys do mass stabbings, which I think is interesting. Six people were killed, I guess, and several others injured, including a 9-month-old baby. Oh, not a fucking baby. Oh, my God. And a mass stabbing at a busy shopping mall in Sydney. Police were called to Westfield Bondi Junction on Saturday following reports of multiple people stabbed. That's like that. You got to kind of like be. I feel like that's a different regimen than what a like mass shooter would go with, right? Because you can just sit and fucking cap people like all day, right? But like to stab more than one person, I feel like that's a fucking workout, because you're like running, right? And you're making the stabby motion and then you're running like that. That's a whole thing. So I mean, it shows more dedication, I guess, and more follow through. Just it shows more character, you know. I have more respect for people. I shouldn't say that. New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb said 4 women and a man died at the shopping mall, while another woman passed away at the hospital. She said that 8 people are currently being treated for injuries in hospitals around Sydney, including a 9-month-old infant who's been in surgery. The suspect, who police said acted alone, was shot dead at the scene by a lone officer. By a lone fucking wolf named John Wayne. No. Yeah, that's, I mean, I'm sure you guys heard about this. I just thought it was interesting that there was a mass stabbing, because that's like, unless you're a ninja, right? Maybe you're just throwing shurikens and you can hit multiple people. But again, a lot more training, a lot more follow through. Kyle says that's all we're hearing about on the news here. Oh, I bet that, and then like the Iran thing, right? It's just like Sydney mass stabbing or Iran fireworks. Cool, guys. How's 2024 going so far? Fucking awesome. Cool. This is pretty neat. As soon as it loads. Kyle says, fuck the 20s. All the 20s have just been legit just fucking garbage. Garbage year. Garbage decade. We don't usually do health news, but I thought this was kind of interesting. I didn't even know this was a thing. I guess it is a thing. This woman named Shannon Flannery, she spent 4 days in A&E, Arts and Entertainment, urinating blood and vomiting continuously after taking the dodgy fat-busting injection she purchased online. Well, let's start off by saying let's not purchase things that you inject into your body online, maybe. Especially from Instagram. I'm not a doctor, but I know not to buy things that go into me on Instagram. That's just common sense, you know? The Instagram seller told the 27-year-old they were a, quote, safe seller. Oh, well, in that case, I'll take 5. Marketed their appetite-suppressing drug as, quote, celeb's best-kept secret, which contained, quote, no dangerous premixes. What? Oh, I trust you. You're an Instagram influencer. Shannon paid £120 for 10 weeks' worth of injections, which arrived in the post with instructions on how to mix the ingredients yourself. Yeah, that sounds completely legit. All good here. The mom of 2 from Medway, Kent, first administered the first injectable into her tummy wummy on February 14th. Oh, happy Valentine's Day to her. And began feeling sick that day. A week later, however, Shannon's symptoms became considerably worse after injecting the second jab because, yeah, she kept doing it. She wasn't like, oh, I don't feel good. I think I'll stop this. Nope, that's normal. That means it's working. So I'll just inject more. It's fine. A week later, they got worse after the second jab, prompting her to visit A&E. What the fuck is A&E? Something an emergency? I bet. What's the A? assholes in emergency. I don't know what the A stands for. Must be a British thing. There, doctors told Shannon that one more skinny jab could have been fatal due to the severity of her condition. Woo! Dodging bullets left and right over here. After reporting the seller to police, Shannon now wants to warn others against using the products, which nearly cost her her life. Yeah, guys, don't be dumb like me and buy injectable weight loss drugs from Instagram, okay? The family of drugs she used, known as GLP-1RAs. See, again, the A. What's the A stand for? It was originally developed to treat diabetes. Woo! But is now used for weight loss after it was found to suppress a patient's appetite. One dude was like, ah, I'm good. I'm not hungry. And they're like, ah, it's a weight loss drug now. Print it. Sell it. Let's go. Kent police said they were unable to do anything as they couldn't locate the address of the seller, despite Shannon having paid the company. Ah, interesting. Can't find the address there, huh? Okay. Shannon said, at the time, I thought everybody seems to be using it.
Really?
I mean, everybody's addicted to fentanyl. Does that... Oh, wait. That probably doesn't work. I followed all the instructions and injected my first jab into my tummy. For the rest of the day, I felt okay. Felt a bit sick. Had no appetite that day. I didn't eat. That means it's working. But 7 days later, I took the second jab, and then that evening, I felt very sick. I was vomiting that night and feeling really unwell. I mean, that just means it's working extra. If you're not only not eating, but then you're also vomiting up what you previously ate or didn't, you know, like that means, fuck, that's extra strength. That's the good shit. Well, the sickness feeling just never went away. I was vomiting for 4 days. I was urinating blood throughout the whole time. That's when the blood is in the pee, that's probably like you're a good red flag time to do something, you know? If you got blood in the pee, it's time to go get checked. I'll put off a lot of things, but I'll tell you what, the second I start pissing blood, I'll either blow my brains out or I'll go to the doctor. It's one of those two. That, like, blood in the pee, that's the line for this guy. By the end of the week, my mom said to me, "You need to go to the hospital." At the time, I wasn't 100% sure it was the injection. Really? I thought it could just be a bug. Yeah, really? That's okay. Not very bright out there, I guess. Growing increasingly concerned, Shannon rushed to Medway Maritime Hospital in Kent, was admitted into the ward for 2 days where she was treated for sickness and dehydration. So, you know, don't, Don't buy that kind of shit on the gram, you know? Stick to the fentanyl that you're used to. Because everything else is probably, it's just going to kill you also. So, all right. I think that's it. I should probably go make sure she didn't, like, fall down the stairs or something. Thank you. Email info@thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com. That's the website. Check it out. You can come hang out here throughout the week on the Telegram. And be sure to, bang that Patronus or whatever. Yeah, thanks for listening, y'all. We'll catch you later. Peace out.
Put your hands up like you got a couple questions. Ain't no misdirection, just a bunch of flexing. All aggressive, insane from all directions. Smoke rolls in when I start a session. Blank canvas, blaze up the handlers. Rocking back and forth like I got the van stuck. Don't grind the clutch, mind you hush. Put your mask on and don't touch the antlers. Feeling untouchable when I'm on the verse. But in the universe, I'm just writing some words. Enticing these nerds while I'm laying out my memoirs. Like, remember when I had to fight the centaur? I'm a book nerd, let me take you on the journey. Lost in the labyrinth, searching out the lost fern. For certain, got the taxes included. Acting like a writer, never felt secluded. We'll be right back. get into the shit and line them up. Just another fixed game of try my luck. Go lighten up, dog. It could always be worse. Unless you're in the back of a hearse, then you're dead or put it in new speakers. It's a toss up, driver or just tweakers. Don't stress, yo. I've done the research. Living life like a bunch of fucking lemurs. It's a remake off the cutting floor. We take a little bit of poison and put it in the cheesecake. Tastes great, less filling, less stress, more killing. As he blew the cornerstone out the building and the blocks came tumbling down, all humble. Feels like we're drowning in a little puddle. Rebuttal, I should be taking off in the shuttle, getting high in space with the Hubble.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.